Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
But it goes back to one question.
Yeah.
Does anybody in America believe President Trump would be holding this trial now if he wasn't running for president? That's the number one issue.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, so happy we've got you on here every Monday morning, because today the trial starts in New York for Donald Trump. And obviously that was Kevin McCarthy there with the key question: would this be happening if Donald Trump was a private citizen? And I think the answer is pretty obvious.
Yeah, the answer is no. Andy, who I've known for a while, actually has a pretty good piece out about it today. And look, this is a business records falsification claim that Bragg wouldn't bring against anybody else. And by the way, it's another case where they're claiming fraud and there was no victim. This is just like the other case. Plus, you know, this prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, is claiming that these business records were falsified to hide a federal crime, a supposed violation of federal campaign finance laws. But, Mark, neither the Federal Election Commission, where I once served as a commissioner, nor the Justice Department have indicted or pursued President Trump, because they don't actually think it is a violation of federal law.
Yeah, it's crazy that we watch it. So what are you expecting today in that trial? The prosecution gets its start this morning, right?
Yeah, it starts this morning, and I think we're going to get opening statements from each side, depending on how long those are. That could take up the whole day. I would think the opening statements would be hopefully a lot shorter, and maybe the prosecution will immediately start calling its witnesses, although don't be surprised if they first bring up some kind of motion or ask the judge to once again punish Trump for violating the supposed gag order that he's got on the judge issued because of the fact that Trump has been rightly criticizing this whole process.
Hans, I wanted to ask you about what these new Title IX rules mean, because my understanding is now K through 12 students and faculty, for example, you have to use someone's preferred pronouns, even if they want to go by like they, them, or Z, whatever the case may be. And if you don't, you could be charged with harassment. Is my understanding of that correct?
That is the claim that is being made by the Biden Justice Department and others. But let me tell you, that is an absurd interpretation of Title IX. Title IX was, as you know, designed to prevent discrimination against women in college sports and elsewhere. And the idea that not referring to someone by some made up pronoun, that's harassment. That does not fit the actual language of the statute. It certainly doesn't fit the original intent of Congress when it passed that statute. In fact, if those people are probably rolling over in their graves when they see how people are trying to apply it.
Yeah, so we passed Title IX to protect women all those years ago and give them equal rights, and now we take all that away by letting men compete against them in sports.
Yeah, isn't that tells you just how crazy this is. And let me tell you, any judge that upholds that interpretation of the law, you know, is acting not based on the law, but based on their ideology and political opinions.
How can he do this? Like, help me understand how he can just rewrite this nothing with Congress, right? Like, can anything be done to reverse what they just came out with, these rules?
Well, what's going to happen is you have to have a lawsuit that sues over rules like this, and it has to make it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, where hopefully the administration will get slapped down.
Wow. Let's hope that happens shortly. Hans, thanks for your insight today. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Hans von Spakovsky there from the Heritage Foundation.
So even if that did happen and it made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court, that could take months and months and months. These rules are set to take effect August 1st, just in time for next school year.
It could take years. And you know that the vindictive progressives that run school districts across America will run, not walk, to enforce these rules and spread wokeness in their schools. Again, why your school boards become so important here, because they can hire and fire and pick administrators, at least that can delay those sorts of changes, at the very least. It's just what we're watching our country unravel before our eyes. It's unbelievable.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.